be like, click here to end.
Warning. Or like cat lovers only, click here or something. But I'm not even worried about a skeleton. Like a
skeleton. I think you should be worried about skeletons. But the virus could, in fact, help preserve them more, longer.
Now that's impossible.
When did you become a ninja where you can just climb anything?
Maybe I would try to launch a couple chairs at the tiger.
I'd like to say that there's a lot. Look, I mean, I'm not going to say that I'm a great writer here, but look.
You don't see me going up into the Himalayan mountains and trying to pretend I'm a Yeti, man. That's just not going to happen.
And that's probably a wrong fact, but I think that's true.
She's in Costa Rica, you know.
What's she doing down there?
I'm not exactly sure what exactly she's doing, but she's helping with turtle research, sea turtle research.
What do they need help with?
I think they're an endangered species. So, you know, just making sure their numbers.
They need all the help they can get.
They do need all the help they can get. So she's down there. You know what's crazy? Costa Rica. Costa Rica's got I didn't realize they had scorpions and stuff.
Yeah. Bree's been to Costa Rica like twice, maybe more.
Was she helping with turtles?
No. She went down there for, I think her high school went down there for a science trip or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went down there with a friend of hers after that. Her brother goes down there and I don't know. It's like a vacation spot. That's kind of not vacation-y in a way.
Would you want a one spot to go? Like if you, do you want a vacation spot?
I already have a vacation spot. My house.
What's your vacation? Yeah. I mean, some people they get vacation homes places and then every year they go to that home, that place.
Yeah, you know what? I'm kind of mixed on this. Bree's family is very vacation spot-ish. Like her dad has a place in Puerto Rico. He just bought a place in Puerto Rico. So that's where they that's where they go. That's the only place you can go. And that's the problem.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's...
But I mean, they used to own a place in Ireland. They always go to Ireland, right? Mm-hmm. So that was a vacation spot. And that's for a vacation spot, that's not bad.
Yeah, most people don't have vacation spots in Ireland. Most people have at the shore or the Poconos or something. Everybody's they've got get on the one of the lakes.
That's what I'm saying. If you're going to have a vacation spot, do it. Have a vacation spot. Don't have another place that I go to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. No, I know what you mean, man. I think it'd be cool. When we were in Portland, we went to the coast, and I thought that was nice. The Portland coast is really nice.
So you would have a vacation spot on the Portland coast?
No, I don't.
If someone said to you, hey. Pick a spot. Where do you want to go vacation for the rest of your life? Where would you pick? Yeah.
I mean, that's a really great question. Does it have to be in the United States or can it be anywhere in the world?
Anywhere.
See,
there. See, I mean, that's the thing, though. You also have to get there. Yeah. You trade off some things.
I think what you're doing then is you're looking at the United States because that's the cheapest place. It doesn't take a lot of time to get around. Man, I don't know. I wouldn't want to go in Florida. Not nowhere in Florida. Do I want to be at the beach or do I want to be? Ah, man, this is tough. Where do you have a spot?
I think for me, I don't like spending half my vacation traveling to where I need to go to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, man, I really like driving across the United States and spending some time doing those little national parks all across the United States, you know?
Yeah, that's not a vacation. You said pick a vacation spot.
Well, I'm picking an RV.
RV is not a vacation spot.
Sure it is. You pick the RV and then you can move around.
That's some kind of workaround, man. That wasn't the question. The question was, you have a gun to your head, and they say, for the rest of your life, you can vacation in one spot.
That's like a crazy situation. Why would someone have a gun to your head doing that?
You're the one that came up with the situation, not me. I don't know why. I don't know why they have a gun to my head, and they're asking this stupid question.
I mean, I think that I would want someplace close enough to get to that's not a hassle. So, like, going to the shore, right?
You know, Maine is nice.
Maine is nice. It's a long drive from my place. You know what's nice, actually? When we go to Plymouth, Massachusetts.
I was going to say, you go there often.
Well, Plymouth, Massachusetts isn't there. It's like halfway there, which is kind of nice. It's like 4 hours. The traffic can be terrible, but if you leave on off days, it's not so bad. You go up there. You can get up there at a decent time. That's actually not so bad. It's by the beach, which I'm not a big beach person, but it's got a real, it's not like a beach Jersey Shore kind of feel. It's more like a nautical, like it's a
New North, England.
It's yeah, New England. It's New England.
Yeah, it's in New England. New England. Yeah,
it's New England. I don't know if you know that.
You know what? I like the Berkshires. The Berkshires are really nice.
I don't think I've been there.
It's really nice. It's not that. I mean, if you're in Plymouth, you just drive a couple hours, you know, west, and you're in the Berkshires. It's very nice there. I think I'd rather go with a cabin-y like woods. That's why Oregon is pretty appealing to me. You've got the rough seas. The beach, if you want to get to coastal, but at the same time, you can the forest is right there.
Yeah, but you're closer to Oregon. The problem for me is it's almost closer to go to Ireland than it is to fly all the way to Oregon.
I'm not close. I'd have to fly to Oregon too.
Yeah, but you're closer.
Yeah, it's still going to cost me probably $300 for a plane ticket.
Yeah, but it's the time. How long does it take for you to get to Oregon?
I mean, I forget because we had a flight. We flew to like Minneapolis first and then to Oregon. I mean, I think it was like 6 hours.
Yeah. I mean, how long does it take me? Like seven,
okay,
8 hours?
One hour. Okay. Yeah. An hour difference.
But what I'm saying is it only takes me 7 hours to get to Ireland. Would I want to go to Ireland if I could go to Oregon if I could go to Ireland?
An Ireland ticket is way more expensive than a ticket to Ireland. I don't even know what I'm saying now, Oregon.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you get an experience. It's a different feel. That's what you're paying for. Ireland. You're paying for Ireland.
Yeah,
which has everything you just mentioned there.
Yeah, but I don't know. I still think it's going to be more expensive. I mean, you're already saying how. I mean, expense has got to be part of this equation.
Plymouth, Maine Massachusetts is pretty good for me. I mean, heck, I literally don't go on vacation because I can't afford to go on vacation. So all of those scenarios are out of the question.
You go to Plymouth.
Plymouth. Yeah, but we stay at somebody's house. It's not like we drive up there, which is the cost of gas.
Yeah, but you'd stay at someone's house. I mean, it wouldn't be like your house. It's just like a rental home. You do have a rental spot. You're describing a rental, like a vacation spot. That's what you're describing.
No, we stay with another family. I mean, it's their house we stay in.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
But that's where you spend your vacations.
Yeah, I guess.
Name another place that you've been.
I haven't been anywhere else.
Yeah, so you have a vacation spot.
I guess I do. I guess that's my vacation spot. I guess that's what it is. You're right.
I don't. I don't have one. We don't have anything like that. Actually, the closest that we come is basically our house or our parents' house.
Well, that's true.
Because every year we're going either for Thanksgiving or for Christmas, depending on which year it is.
You spend for like a time.
Yeah, that's part of our holiday, vacation.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Well, I just prefer to bounce around and just go wherever I want to go.
Yeah, I want to really go out west again. I'd love to.
You can't until your little one's older, man.
Oh, I know that. Obviously. But I can't do that. The other part of the equation is Brie can't drive in the car from longer than like four hours. Or she starts going crazy. Oh.
Yeah, you definitely need more than 4 hours.
Oh, yeah, I know. To drive across the country takes longer than 4 hours.
You know, I can't do the long drives anymore. Like, I just can't. Like, during the day, I can. Like, as soon as it hits nighttime, I'm like ready for, like, as soon as it gets dark, I'm like ready to sleep.
Yeah.
I just can't do it. Heidi and I just drove a really long time. I can't remember, but I managed to get through it. But I used to work a full day of work and then get in the car and drive 12 hours at night back to Pennsylvania.
Yeah. We used to drive up to Plymouth at night, like work all day, leave at like 9 o'clock at night. I mean, you hit no traffic, but you get there at like 12.
Yeah. Yeah. It was nice.
Young man's game.
It is. I can't do it anymore, man. I'll tell you that right now.
I mean, I drove across the country. Just, you know, when I got tired, I pulled over and slept.
Really? You just pulled over and slept?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I always thought you stayed at hotels or something.
I mean, what am I? It was some kind of rich guy?
Dan and I did it. We followed you out there, but we stayed at hotels.
Well, some people need some kind of cushioning, I guess. No, I stayed at a motel every once in a while. But if I could, I mean, it got cold. That was the problem.
Yeah, I know. We did it in We did it January, February.
I did it end of November into December. And I don't know why I thought it would be warmer, but it was cold. I'd be at like at a gas station in my car. And like every 2 to 4 hours, I'd have to wake up, turn my car on to get some heat, go back to sleep.
That doesn't sound. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Young man's game can do that.
It is young man's game. Like, yeah, I can't. It's not something I want to do now.
I mean, that was great. That was I drove across the. I don't think you can do it anymore. But I drove across the. Dam. What's the dam? The
I don't know.
Hoover. Who the Hoover Dam?
Why were you down at the Hoover Dam? Oh, 66.
Yeah. So I came. Oh, okay. I came back up to go to Las Vegas and drove across the dam at night, and that was like amazing. That was weird, but.
Well, see, Dan and I did it differently. We didn't. We just went straight across.
Right.
Like we didn't take as much time. We just like drove straight across. We drove. That first day, I drove from Washington, D.C. to like St. Louis. No, I think it was past St. Louis. It was past St. Louis.
That's D.C.
Which is insane. It's an insane. Like Dan, because I drove from D.C., met Dan in Pittsburgh, and then we just drove, you know, until we got tired.
I drove from our house to Pittsburgh to hang out with Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Then from Pittsburgh to Terre Haute, because that's where I lost all my oil and I had to pull over.
Yeah.
And then I went wherever Ben was, Ben Weinberger.
Yeah, probably Champaign.
I drove there.
He was in southern Illinois.
I don't know. I drove down there, stayed with him to get my car fixed, and then just went down to like Texas, Oklahoma. I don't even know. That's when I started sleeping in. That's where I started sleeping on the road, just like wherever.
Were you just driving or were you exploring too?
I would explore. Like I had spots. Like so Route 66, you can't drive the whole way on Route 66 anymore.
Right.
Because they have a road right next to it, basically. Mm-hmm. So what you would do is you would get off and just drive through these like historic Route 66 areas. And so like I stopped at like the Barbed Wire Museum. Right. You know, I stopped at all these little places, the Texas, the Cadillac Ranch, where they got all the Cadillacs sticking up. You know, so I'd get off at little places and just hang out. Cool. And sometimes just pull over on the side of the road and just be like Route 66. It's cool.
Yeah, that was way different. I mean, Dan and I, we just drove straight and then we would, I don't even think we would stop for lunch. Like every once in a while we would stop just to like use the bathroom.
Right.
And then just keep driving. And we got, our destination was Arches. We went to Arches.
Right.
And hung out in Arches for a bit, like hiked around. And when was it? No, that was another time. But, and then went to Las Vegas because we were trying to get to Vegas as soon as possible. Because you were already there. You and Gary were already there.
Yeah.
I should have spent more time, man. Dan and I should have explored more. We should have taken our time.
See, that's what you do. Don't worry about it. You just drive, pull over the side of the road, take a little nap. I guess the cops can come, but they never bothered me.
Yeah, but you know what? You can't do that again. You can't do that with your kid. You're certainly not going to be able to do it with Bree.
No, I can't. You can't do. No, I would do it with Romany. What I would do is I would, you know, plan out some spots to hit, and we'd go there. And I mean,
that's what with Bree, or is it just you and Romany?
Well, if we did it with Bree, we'd have to go to. Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe Romany. I don't know how she's going to be.
Yeah, maybe she won't be into it.
I mean, I, you know, who knows?
I mean, I took that, I drove back on my motorcycle to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And that was pretty cool.
That was
a good time. Yeah. Like, that would have been fun. If I would have been able to have somebody else, I would have gone out west with the motorcycle. That would have been cool.
You know what? I always kick myself for this. It wouldn't have been a smart idea. And it would have been dumb. Probably would have not even worked. But like, I don't know if you remembered this, but like there was a motorcycle for sale when I was planning going out west.
Yeah.
First of all, I was planning to go out there because there were huge fires. Do you remember any of this?
No, I thought you went out there to because you couldn't because you wanted to change a pace.
Yeah, I wanted to change a pace. Gary was out there, but there were huge fires going on in California, right?
Right.
And there was like a call out for like firefighters.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called them up or I went online and emailed or something. And I was like, hey, what would it take, you know, for me to go out there and you train me to be a firefighter and I help train, right. you know, do this. And they were like, we don't have, there's so much fire going on. We don't have any trainers because all the trainers are out fighting fires. So the only people we're accepting to help are people who are already trained to be a firefighter.
Oh, okay.
But my plan was, and I don't even remember this either, there was a motorcycle for sale for like $2,000.
Right.
And it was the Lone Rider. Motors. Basically, it was a Lone Rider.
It was a chopper. It was like a chopper.
It wasn't exactly a chopper, I don't think, but it had the. It was stripped down. It was the.
Now that you say this, I am totally remembering. It was like in the Auto Trader or something.
Yeah, it was an Auto Trader. I and totally it was the American flag on. And I was like, I'm gonna get this motorcycle.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just pack up my things, drive out, and fight fires.
Yeah, it's a good plan.
That
man.
Was like my plan. I go to college for 4 years for film, and my plan after college is to become a firefighter in California and drive out there on a motorcycle, not ever having ridden a motorcycle before.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, okay, details. You're getting bogged down in the details, man. You filmed. If you would have filmed that, forget about it.
That's the thing. If I would have filmed it then, it would have cost a whole lot of money.
Oh, yeah, it would have been on film.
It would have been film. But now, I strap a GoPro to my freaking head. You know, I have my phone. You can make a... Yeah. It would be great.
Yeah.
I do have a 4x5 camera. You know, one of those old school cameras.
Yeah.
They're the big cameras that you see in the old timey movies with like the hood that you have to like get behind.
Yeah, yeah.
Big thing. Mm-hmm. So I have one of those, and I'd really like to do like an Ansel Adams like tour of just go to like different places where he went and like set up my.
It's all out west though, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, Brie and Romani would not be into that, I don't think.
You don't know about, I mean, you know Brie, but you don't know about Romani. Maybe
Brie might be into it. Like, we could go, see, this is the thing. We need some money.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's number one.
Brie would be into it if, like, you know, we didn't stay in a tent or something, you know?
Right, right.
She's totally into it. It was it's the living quarters that we need to arrange.
Yeah.
But, which is weird because like I said, she goes to Costa Rica. She lived in tents down there.
And that's funny because Heidi just we were texting because we can text back and forth. She's busy most of the time. She's only been gone a day and a half or whatever. And she texted me and said, like, you wouldn't think that I would be able to live here, but I'm doing fine. I guess because
I think it's everything. Like, I think Brie would totally be fine with everything. It's just, you know, she would prefer. But I think once you start doing it, you're like, yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's true.
So.
But, you'd have
still, to. Still, I couldn't do that for, like, many, many years. Because Romani's still.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. What's she going to do? She doesn't have any of these memories. She's not going to have any memories until, like, what? Like, was it, like, 5 or 6 is when you get memories or something?
Around 3, I think you start getting memories.
Well, no, I actually just read something about this where it's like you get memories, right? But like what happens is there's part of your brain that like stores memories. It doesn't fully develop until like 5. So like they ask these like 2-year-olds, like tell me like your earliest memory, like 3-year-olds tell me it's your early memory. And they would say something like, they would say, oh, yeah, I remember this happening. And then the next year they would say, okay, hey, what was your earliest memory? And they're like, they would say something else. And they would say, hey, do you remember this? And they're like, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, it was just things that they don't.
Sounds like my normal day.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's what happens to me all the time too. But like kids can't like store those memories. And plus, especially all the other senses, you know, aren't really fully formed. Like there's not a really good sense of time and all this other stuff.
I was just reading about memories. I think memories are interesting because what I was reading about is you create your memories, really.
Oh, yeah.
Like the memories are totally dependent on you remembering what you remember. You know what I'm saying? Like you can change your memory.
Oh, absolutely.
And they try to do this with post-traumatic stress disorder people who, you know, you try to change your memory to a positive thing.
Right.
And it actually becomes that way. Like then that's what you actually believe happened.
Yeah. Memories are like, I mean, memories are really just your perception of what occurred.
Right.
And it's actually your perception of what you perceived. You know what I mean? It's like you thinking back on what you thought happened. Like that's why eyewitness testimony is like the worst. You know, I had a professor in college, my criminalistics professor, and he had to stop doing it, but he would have someone, as he's lecturing, he would have someone run in with like with some blanks and a gun, shoot these blanks and then run out. And
can't do that anymore.
You can't do it anymore. But he used to do it and then he'd have everybody, this is a class of like 100 people, you know, and then like, it was almost like you'd get 100 different descriptions of what happened. Like,
right.
And it would range from it was a male to it was a female. You know what I mean? It was like bizarre. And it's just what it is, man. It's your memory. It's your perception. It's like you see something completely different than another person.
Right.
Even if you're looking at the exact same thing.
It's like that Magnum PI episode.
Exactly.
Which was like that. They were at Rick's bar, I guess. And like something happened and they each told their story, but they each told it where they were like the hero of the, you know, thing. And everybody else was great.
I find anything that happens in life, you can just be like, it's like that Magnum PI episode.
Yeah, like, you're right. You're exactly right.
You know something that was horrifying to me? It happened on Halloween. I went to a Halloween party dressed as Magnum PI.
Right.
Dodgers cap, Hawaiian shirt, mustache, short shorts.
Okay.
Yeah, as short as what? Actually, they were. It doesn't matter. They were super short shorts, and they actually were Hawaiian print. Sorry, they were Hawaiian print, which may have been the confusion because no one knew who I was.
What are you talking? Did you have a mustache?
I had a mustache. First of all you need is a mustache and a Dodgers hat, right? And that's Magnum PI. I was wearing a red Hawaiian shirt.
With
short shorts.
What color were the short shorts?
The short shorts, like I said, they were Hawaiian print. They were like
not gray. They had to be khaki. They had to just be khaki.
But I didn't have khaki short shorts.
What color was the Hawaiian shirt?
Red.
Okay.
So, and then even when I would say, yeah, Magnum PI, people would be like, I don't know who.
That's Magnum PI?
This was
third graders?
There were 20. It was mainly 20-year-olds.
Oh, see, you can't do it with 20-year-olds. 20-year-olds don't know.
It's not that much different. What? It's like, I guess it is. It's like almost 20.
They wouldn't even know it was like Monica's boyfriend on whatever that was.
What were they watching Blue Bloods or whatever? Isn't that what he's on now?
I guess so. Yeah, yeah.
Oh man,
it's ridiculous.
It is. It is really ridiculous. It was horrifying to me. I'm like, I'm in a costume. No one even knows who I am. Like, you just think I'm some weirdo with short shorts on and a fake mustache, who really likes the Dodgers for some reason.
Well,
it was. Not
it's
good,
first man. Of all, first of all. It's the Detroit.
Sorry. It wasn't the Dodgers.
Yeah.
You're right. It's the Tigers. The Tigers. Yeah. Sorry.
It's Detroit. Let's just make that clear.
Yeah. Okay. I screwed that up. Yeah. It's the Tigers. Sorry.
I mean, you had a Detroit hat, right? It wasn't a Dodgers.
Yeah. No. It was the Detroit. It was the,
okay.
It was the D. So the D was,
right.
See, perception. I was picturing my mind, the D.
All right.
Yeah. No, it was Detroit.
Okay.
Was he from Detroit? Is that the reason why he had a Tigers hat?
Oh man,
that's
a question I don't know.
I still think a Magnum PI costume should be a timeless costume.
It should be, but I don't think it is anymore. You reach a point where timeless costumes become timed costumes. I mean, it's just that's the way it is.
Well, it's not cool.
I mean, if you went in as Howdy Doody, would anybody know who you were?
I mean, look, I know who Howdy Doody is.
Right. But would anybody else? That's what I'm saying. Like, back.
Yeah, but
you know,
I didn't watch Howdy Doody.
But what I'm saying is the repeats. You didn't watch Magnum PI when Magnum PI was on.
I mean, I can remember watching it with Grandpa.
Really?
Yeah, I can remember watching Magnum PI with Grandpa.
That's a false
in
memory.
In the basement. No. Well, how can it be a false memory?
I don't know, but
I don't
remember.
Someone triggered my memory. You don't remember it,
right?
Yeah, I can remember watching that. I remember watching Magnum PI with Grandpa, and I remember watching Miami Vice.
Miami Vice. We watched Miami Vice.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
So there was Miami Vice and Magnum PI. It's like, what are you talking about? I'm talking specifically about
what are
Magnum
you talking
PI.
About? I'm talking about memories. I'm talking about some memories I remember.
Magnum PI. You remember watching Magnum PI with Grandpa in the basement?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, how come I don't remember it? And why were we at Grandpa's house, Grammy and Grandpa's house, in the basement watching Magnum PI? Why would we be up that late at that time?
Dude, I don't know. I don't have the answers for you. What I can tell you is I remember watching Magnum PI with Grandpa. I don't remember if you were there. I don't remember if Meg was there. Meg might not even been alive.
Oh, well, this is a weird thing that you alone and Grandpa were watching Magnum PI.
You don't think that's a false memory?
There. That was something that just popped into your head and you thought about it long enough that it became real.
I'm sure you were there. We all know how good your memory is.
Nah, you can't use that against me, though.
Yeah, I can. You don't have any memory of it because you have a bad memory.
Yeah, but you have also said that your memory is bad. How are you remembering this event?
It's just something I remember. I just remember it. I remember.
But you're not remembering it. You're not remembering it.
I am remembering
it. What episode
was it? I don't remember
it?
What episode it was, if that's what you're asking.
Who was with you?
It was you, I'm sure, and it was Grandpa, and
but
it was
me. You just said you didn't know if it was me. So this is what I'm talking about.
Okay, I don't remember everything that happened in that. I mean, I don't remember if you were there or not. I'm sure you were. It's just a memory I have.
I don't think that happened.
I'm sure it happened.
Yeah. Whatever. We can all agree that Magnum P.I. is a great show. I mean, let's just...
Yeah, I mean, that's not the argument.
I mean, why are we arguing here? Why are we arguing? Anyway.
Just leave Magnum P.I. out of it.
All right. All right, so that's the Shotcast for this week. I'm Brady.
I'm Brian.
Hold fast.